Manager is not a level. A job title can make a role look like a promotion before you read a single bullet. Here's what nearly 500,000 job postings suggest about the word manager.
A job title can make a role look like a promotion before you read a single bullet. Manager is the obvious example. It sounds like authority, direct reports, hiring decisions, performance reviews, maybe a bigger compensation band, maybe a step up. But in job postings, manager often means something else entirely. Product managers manage products. Project managers manage timelines. Program managers manage coordination. Account managers manage customer relationships. Customer success managers manage outcomes. None of those automatically mean they manage people. That distinction matters because most job search experiences put the title first. Before you see the reporting structure, success metrics, required skills, compensation language, or day-to-day responsibilities, you see the label. If the label is overloaded, the job seeker is already doing translation work. Lewis Carroll had the job market figured out more than a century ago. "When I use a word," Humpty Dumpty said, "it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less." That is often how manager works in a job posting. The company knows what it means. The job seeker still has to decode it. Based on a role-worthy research pack built from nearly 500,000 canonical job postings, the pattern is clear enough to take seriously. Manager is not one signal. It can mean people leadership, but it can also mean ownership of a product, project, program, account, customer relationship, workflow, or outcome. The better question is not, does the title say manager? The better question is, what does this role actually manage?
Titles are not enough.
Even the Department of Labor does not take a title at face value. For executive exemption under the Fair Labor Standards Act, the Department of Labor says job titles do not determine exemption status. Specific duties and salary do. To qualify for executive exemption, a role must involve things like managing the enterprise or a recognized department, directing the work of two or more full-time employees, and having meaningful influence over hiring, firing, advancement, or promotion. That is a useful reality check. A title can say manager. But if the role does not direct people, evaluate people, hire people, develop people, or carry real authority over a team, then the title alone is doing more work than it should. The Bureau of Labor Statistics also shows why this gets blurry. BLS describes management occupations as work that can involve overseeing people, products, and services. That is the whole problem in one sentence. Managing people and managing products are not the same thing. Managing a project and managing a team are not the same thing. Managing an account and managing employees are not the same thing. But job boards often flatten all of that into one word: manager.
What the data showed.
In the manager title export, I looked at 68,802 active manager-like job postings. That included broad titles like manager, but also specialized titles like product manager, program manager, project manager, account manager, and customer success manager. Across the full manager-like set, about 35% were classified as individual contributor or IC senior. In other words, more than one-third of these manager-like postings did not map cleanly to manager-level roles. The biggest split showed up when I separated plain manager titles from specialized manager titles. Plain manager titles mostly behaved the way a job seeker might expect. About 82% mapped to manager or senior manager classifications. Specialized manager titles were almost the opposite. When the title was product manager, program manager, project manager, account manager, or customer success manager, about 91% mapped to individual contributor or IC senior classifications. That is the real story. Not manager titles are fake. Not companies are lying. The story is that manager means different things depending on what comes before it.
Manager versus manager of something.
Here is the simple version. When the title is just manager, job seekers often assume people leadership. It usually means something closer to people or team management. When the title is product manager, job seekers often assume people leadership. It often means product ownership, roadmap, and prioritization. Program manager sounds like people leadership. It often means cross-functional coordination and program delivery. Project manager sounds like people leadership. It often means timeline, budget, scope, and execution. Account manager sounds like people leadership. It often means customer or book of business ownership. Customer success manager sounds like people leadership. It often means customer outcomes and retention. Project manager is a good example. The Bureau of Labor Statistics describes project management specialists as people who coordinate budget, schedule, staffing, and other details of a project. It also says they may lead and guide technical staff or serve as a client or customer contact. That is important work. It can be senior work, it can be high-impact work, but it is not automatically the same thing as being someone's boss.
The most normal titles can be the most misleading.
The numbers were pretty stark. Among program manager titles, about 93.5% were classified as IC or IC senior. Among product manager titles, about 92.8%. Among project manager titles, about 89.8%. Among account manager titles, about 89.2%. Among customer success manager titles, about 88.3%. Among plain manager titles, only about 15.8% were classified as IC or IC senior. That does not mean a program manager is junior. It does not mean a product manager lacks influence. It does not mean an account manager is not responsible for something important. It means the word manager is pointing at the object of the work, not necessarily the level of the role. A product manager manages the product. A project manager manages the project. An account manager manages the account. A customer success manager manages the customer relationship. A program manager manages the program. A people manager manages people. That sounds obvious once you say it plainly. But job search does not make you read plainly. It makes you scan. And when you are scanning hundreds of jobs, the title starts acting like a shortcut for level, authority, and pay. That shortcut is not reliable.
The compensation trap.
This is where it gets more dangerous. A lot of job seekers use the title to estimate compensation before they know anything else. That makes sense. Titles are usually the first visible signal. But if the title is overloaded, the compensation guess can be wrong too. A manager role in one function may pay less than an IC senior role in another. A senior product manager might not have direct reports, but it may still be a high-scope, high-compensation role. A project manager might sit in IT, construction, marketing, operations, or healthcare, and those markets do not pay the same way. The word manager does not solve that for you. The cleaner way to evaluate the role is to separate four things: title, level, function, actual responsibilities. If you collapse those into one word, you can misread the job before you even open it.
How to read past the title?
If you are evaluating a job with manager in the title, do not start by asking whether the title sounds like a promotion. Start with this: what does the role manage? If the role is managing people, you should see language like direct reports, hiring, coaching, performance reviews, team capacity, promotion input, org design, or people leadership. If the role is managing work, you may see language like roadmap ownership, stakeholder management, cross-functional coordination, delivery timelines, budget and scope, customer portfolio, book of business, implementation ownership, renewals, or program milestones. Neither version is automatically better. A people management role can be a step up if you want to lead teams. A senior IC role can be a step up if you want scope, ownership, and leverage without taking on direct reports. A product, program, or account role can be extremely strategic, even if no one reports to you. But you need to know which game you're playing.
The title is metadata. The description is the evidence.
The real issue is not that job seekers are bad at reading job posts. The issue is that most job search tools train people to overtrust the title. Search results are built around the title. Filters are built around the title. Alerts are built around the title. Resume matching often starts with title similarity. But the real job is buried deeper. It is in the responsibilities, the reporting structure, the compensation language, the required skills, the verbs, the trade-offs, the location constraints, the difference between own, lead, coordinate, manage, coach, build, support, and drive. That is the layer job seekers need help with. Not more titles. More interpretation. A better job search experience would not just show manager and expect you to decode the rest alone. It would help answer the practical questions before you spend time applying. Is this a people management role? Is this an IC ownership role? What level does the work actually resemble? What does the role manage? Does the compensation match the scope? That is where job search should go. Less keyword matching, more role understanding.
The takeaway.
Manager is not a level. It is a clue. Sometimes it means you manage people. Sometimes it means you manage a product, project, program, account, customer relationship, or outcome. Sometimes it is a real promotion. Sometimes it is a sideways move with a better title. Sometimes it is an IC role with serious scope. Sometimes it is just a label doing too much work. So the next time a job title catches your eye, pause before you decide what it means. The title gets you interested. The responsibilities tell you what you are actually applying for.